All right. Welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar, and I'm here with my very special guest, legendary Mr. Mike Watt. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me aboard.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I've been a fan for as long as I can remember, so to get a little bit of your time to talk about your life and your music means a whole lot to me.
Oh, you're very kind.
So in your career, you've accomplished so much, you know, since the late 70s, early 80s, when you started doing this as a career and being a professional with this. Do you ever look back?
Well, I got into music to be with my friend, D. Boone.
Yeah.
And seems, looking back, we were lucky that, we graduated high school in 1976, right around the time when the punk scene was happening.
Yeah.
And so that let us take something kind of personal, you know, jamming Creedence, the Oyster Cult in the bedroom, and try to use music for expression and write our own songs and try to find our own sound, do gigs, make records, yeah, tours.
How long did that take you guys to find your own sound? Because, you know, influences can be very... can be a very strong thing, and a lot of times when you're putting a band together and you're trying not to sound like somebody, you know, you want your own thing. How long did that take you guys to?
Well, before the Minutemen, actually, in 78, we had a band called the Reactionaries.
Yeah.
Until 79. And that doesn't sound much like the Minutemen. You can tell, actually, what we did was to try to fight the 70s arena rock influences. Was some of these things we were hearing from punk records, especially two bands from England. One was called Wire, and one was called the Pop Group. And the Wire had very little. Wire had very little songs. They had this album Pink Flag that we heard, and the format was much different than we were used to. And then with the Pop Group, they took Captain Beefheart and mixed it kind of with Parliament Funkadelic. And both those bands, they showed us that really the rules were up to you. You could do anything you wanted with music, which sounds, you know, pretty logical, but we just never thought of it that way. You know, they made us be more minded, a little less afraid to take chances.
There were
other things and these regular paradigms that we were used to listening to, you know. We didn't even hear jazz or anything. All we knew was arena rock. And so our kind of limited into our knowledge of what to do, you know. What we did when the bedroom jamming and stuff was try to copy songs off records.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to these new influences, we didn't... We found out about punk, you're not really supposed to copy. You're supposed to, you know, everybody's influenced by each other and bouncing off each other. But you're not supposed to, like, do Xerox machines, especially if you respect them.
Because that's what you're going up against. That's what you don't, that's what...
Well, that's what we had already been doing with this, you know, with the Creedence records.
Sure.
And the Electrical. And we just, a part of it was just watching these other bands, you know, when we first went to the gigs. And this wasn't records. This was actually going to their gigs, which, you know, was the first time we were ever in a club. We, you know, all the music before that was in these big-ass pads, and we hadn't been to clubs till punk. And when we saw these bands, you could tell a lot of them were just learning and stuff, but they were really earnest on getting their expression out. And it seemed like that was the number one priority, not technique, not living up to other kinds of ideas of how bands should be, how rock and roll should be played or whatever, just going for it. Some of it maybe was kind of anti-rock and roll or anti-whatever expectations of kind of de-rigor, formulaic stuff, you know, was, you could tell some of these people were from art and maybe even theater. They're very provocative, you know, they're very much into making the music or whatever, that experience, that thing you were witnessing, a very personal. Like, this is me doing my gig, you know?